In Parshas Mishpatim, you have all of the dinim of dinim mamonis. But we learn Sanhedrin, in the first parak in Sanhedrin, the Gemara has a three-way machlokes hatanaim regarding pshara. So one tana is of the opinion it's prohibited to do a pshara. It's in violation of the gzela. You have to follow what the din is. The next tana says it's permissible, but you're not mechuyev to. If you want to make a pshara, it's permissible. We paskin that it's a mitzvah. Not only is it permissible, it's a mitzvah to make a pshara. What's the definition of pshara? So Rav Soloveitchik used to point out when he gave the shiur Masanhedrin, pshara doesn't mean a compromise. He says, I owe him $1 million, and I say, I owe zero, so we'll divide it in half. Except pshara is not a compromise. Pshara means, what does Yosha dictate? The halacha is the halacha, and then sometimes people know in their heart, even though that's the letter of the law, but Yosha dictates you shouldn't follow that. So that's why one Tana says, what do you mean? Yosha dictates. Whatever the halacha says, that's the halacha. How can you say that your heart dictates Yosha against the halacha, and we don't accept his opinion? We paskin based on psukim and chumash, that is, not only is it permissible to do a pshara, it's a mitzvah to do a pshara. Sometimes you have a din Torah. I happen to be in the middle of a din Torah. Now, sometimes I have a din Torah. Maybe, strictly speaking, the guy's entitled to a lot of money, but Yosha dictates it's a chutzpah and ha'oz on his part that he even asked for that money. So, and when they sign the shtari berurin, when the people agree to subject themselves to the psak of the din Torah, so you always encourage them they should sign hein ledin, hein lepshara. Whatever pshara the bezin will paskin, you can't force it on the person. If they don't want pshara, they can insist they only want this. But it's a mitzvah to encourage them to go for pshara. And if they agree, so the rabbonim have to figure out what does Yosha dictate. Now, Soloveitchik told over a story about his grandfather, Rab Chaim, that there was once a couple who had a maid who worked for them. She did all the laundry, she washed all the food, and she cooked all the food and everything. She worked in the house. She wasn't a wealthy woman, but from her whole life savings, she had one piece of jewelry. So Balabasta was going to a wedding once, and she asked permission to borrow the jewelry from this Misharesis, a Yiddish Misharesis in the house. So she lent her the piece of jewelry, and she went to the wedding. Then she lost it. The Balabasta lost it. So the din is that a shoyal is Chayav Biyonsin, so she should be held responsible, but it was Bala Vimoy. The din is that if the one who lent the piece of jewelry to the other one is in, if I'm in your employ, at the time that you start the pikadon, so the pasuk says Bala Vimoy, so you don't have to pay anything. So the maid was in the employ, the maid was working for the balabasta. So strictly speaking, a quirk of halacha, strictly speaking, the balabasta doesn't have to pay for the loss of the jewelry. So Rab Chaim, when he presented the whole case, Rab Chaim said he thinks they should go for pshara. That's what it says in the Gemara. He encouraged them to go for pshara. And then he said the pshara is that the balabasta pays in full. Pshara is not 50-50. Pshara is sometimes, even though you're 100% right, the pshara says that you give 100% to the other one. I remember once in the yeshiva, two balabatim came from New Jersey. They were from Fairlawn. So Rabbi Yudin came with them. He didn't want to get involved because they were both balabatim in his shul. So they were fighting about some piece of real estate in California. It was worth more than $1 million. And one said, they were fighting. He said, I own it. He said, he owns it. So we had it. So we had them first before we heard their whole case. So we picked the first three rabbis there who happened to be on a Sunday. Picked the first three rabbis in the yeshiva. That's the best way to have it in Torah. Walk into any yeshiva, pick the first three rabbis, you'll get the same psak. Wherever you go, anywhere in the world, you'll get the same psak. People fight till they pick a bayer, till they pick the right dayan for the case. And all these dayanim, a lot of them are criminals. So you have to pick, if you pick a professional dayan, so Tegnish, you have to pick a Talmud Chacham, who knows the din. So I remember the Balabatim told us the whole case. And we sat and we discussed it for 5 minutes. And we told them, one of them gets the karka, the real estate, 100% according to din and according to pshara. According to pshara, 100%. The din dictated that it's his, and the yosha dictated that it's 100% his. They thanked us, they shook hands, and they were friends, right? Pshara doesn't mean to make a compromise. Pshara means what does yosha dictate? Sometimes Yosha dictates that it's even a chutzpah that you're asking for the din. You have no right to demand that it's a chutzpah. And the dayanim are supposed to encourage the balabatim to go for pshara.